Chapter 4. King Hrothgar ordered his men to prepare here at Hall for a victory feast. Men and women worked hard together to remove the traces of the terrible struggle between Grendel and Beowulf from the building. Everything that had been damaged in the fight was renewed, and soon the hall looked splendid once more. On the night of the victory feast, there was great happiness at here at Hall. The cup passed from hand to hand, and there was happiness and friendship. Hrothgar gave Beowulf a gold standard as a victory gift. He also gave him some armor, a helmet, and a sword. Then the king told his men to bring 8 horses into the hall. One of the horses was wearing the king's own saddle. Hrothgar gave these horses to Beowulf as well. There were also rewards for the other Geats. Every man who had been on Beowulf's boat received a valuable gift, and there was compensation for the Geat warrior that Grendel had killed. The harpists and musicians now came forward, and they played tunes and sang tales of heroes to please the king and his guests. The poet recited a poem about an old feud between the Frisians and the Danes. The poem told a bitter story of blood, betrayal, and revenge. Everyone listened to the recital with pleasure. Queen Wealhtheow said to Hrothgar,
"Drink to the Geats, my lord. Be generous to them and enjoy their company. But think carefully about what you are doing. You have said that you think of Beowulf as if he were your son. Be sure you leave your kingdom to your own sons when you die. Remember your brother, Hrothulf. If you die before he does, he will look after Denmark for our children. He will treat them well."
The queen glanced over at her 2 sons, Hrethric and Hrothmund. Beowulf was sitting happily between the 2 brothers. There were more gifts for Beowulf. Gold, rings, and a magnificent talk. The queen spoke to Beowulf.
"Wear this talk for luck, and also this armor. I wish you luck throughout your life. Treat my sons kindly, because here in Denmark, friends are loyal to each other."
The feast continued. The warriors were drinking wine, and none of them knew the terrible things the future was bringing them. At last the feast came to an end, and guards were posted at the hall. Everyone prepared to sleep, but they kept their armor and their weapons close to them. That was the custom. Beowulf was not in the hall. He had been given a bedchamber away from the other warriors. While everybody slept, something horrible entered the hall in the darkness. Suddenly the hall was full of noise and shouting, and the warriors woke up. There was a moment's confusion. People did not know what was happening. Then they understood. Grendel's mother was determined to avenge her son's death. She had already killed one warrior while everybody was sleeping. She had taken the body to her hiding place outside the hall. The dead man was called Ísherra, and he had been one of the king's best friends. The Danes reached for their swords as quickly as they could. Now the demon grabbed her son's arm and shoulder and ran from the hall. In a few moments, Beowulf came running into the hall with his men. Hrothgar spoke to him.
"Suffering has come back. Ísherra is dead. He was my best friend, and always fought alongside me in our battles. This monster came in and murdered him. She must have decided to avenge Grendel's death. I don't know where she is hiding, but I have heard some stories from some of the lords who live a long way from the hall. They say that people saw 2 of these monsters. One of them looked like a man. That was Grendel, whom you killed. The other one looked like a woman. That must be his mother. There is a strange place, a few miles from here, where the forest comes down to a mere. It is a forbidding place because the water burns. An animal that is being hunted will turn to face the hounds rather than dive into that water. You must go there, Beowulf, and see if you can find the demon.